Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 160. Welcome to the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei. Friday Blitz coming at ya.
The danger of the law of attraction. Before we get started in this episode, did you listen to the main event on Wednesday? We talked about non-conforming, trailblazing, and pioneering. If you haven't, make sure you give that a listen because I guarantee it's going to be useful to you as well as this one. And if you have already, let's get cracking. The danger of the law of attraction. So before we get started, let's establish what is the law of attraction. And it is the belief that positive or negative thoughts bring positive or negative experiences into a person's life. So essentially, you can will positive things into your life. How do you do it? Well, generally by closing your eyes and visualization, using visualization, so a form of meditation. It could be through visual charts, it could be through videos, it could be through books. It's a visual positivity experience, whether within your mind or externally. You get it. So I'm not against the law of attraction. I need to state that right at the start, and I'll tell you exactly why I'm not against it. So it is a useful tool, especially to awaken your subconscious to the fact that your goal is actually possible. If you don't at least have faith that you can do something, your chances of achieving that something are a hell of a lot slimmer. And this is the problem with many people. Many people fall into this category, the category of self-limiting mindset. So it can open up your mind to realize and to actually believe. It can give you self-belief that you actually can. If you can see it in your mind, you can do it, achieve it, or be it. Okay, so that's one positive point. The second positive point is it also helps you to focus your positive thoughts. So life can, you know, lead us to negative thoughts. When we're given enough time ourselves, we can go down the path of negative thoughts. So it gives you structured positive thoughts because you're imagining in a perfect scenario and willingly attempting to get the universe to attract positive things to you, the things that you're looking for. You're putting your goals out into the universe and hoping that they will be answered with positivity in return. So number three, it does help you to greatly focus on your goals, what your true goals are, and to pinpoint what you really want. Okay, so that's the positive. Right, now the drawbacks are the dangers. Well, basically, it's very, very easy to fall in love with the fantasizing instead of the actual working hard. So attracted more to the law of attraction than to actual reality. Thinking big but not actually doing big, or not even doing small to add up to it being big, but just thinking big without the follow through, without the hardship. So many law of attraction devotees can become detached dreamers, especially if they withdraw from the action steps that are required to go towards their goals, or some may even withdraw from the human race, preferring to pursue the visualization because they feel that that's where all their answers are. In and of itself, it can appear, some people that are big devotees of the law of attraction, I'm sorry to say, it can appear a little bit cultish, like a new type of religion. People can get paranoid about others to the point of not being able to relate to them or culling them from their life for fear of their negativity or for fear that they're not behind their goals, or, you know, they're so self-absorbed in your visualization and in your law of attraction that you can't understand why everybody isn't working towards the same purpose, and that purpose is to help you to achieve your goals, and life doesn't really work like that. So sometimes you can get too insular in the process. Highly successful people, by the way, they may have used law of attraction at the start, maybe they have, but highly successful, the ultra successful, They don't use the law of attraction because they are too busy being successful. So for them, taking the time to perform the law of attraction is simply taking away the time from achieving the things that they want to achieve. So they're not tied to it. They don't feel the need to use it. Certainly not now, whether they have in the past or not. An over-reliance on factors beyond your control can even make you a little bit lazy, because if it's all going to happen and you believe it's all going to come to you through your thought process, through willing it into your life, then why would you need to even bother trying hard? You know that is a thought in your subconscious. Even if you're a fan of the law of attraction or not, you think you're getting an extra hand up by willing it into your life. So that can give you a little bit of a backseat on your action steps. Did you listen to the podcast I did on Monday, the starting round, which was Embrace Discomfort? That's a very fitting one to have a listen to after you listen to this. So yeah, I do think the law of attraction is and does have a purpose while you're also working your ass off to achieve what it is that you want to achieve. So therefore, you'll have the best of both worlds. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.